We've been warned. I was raised in a proud family. We were never wealthy, but we grew up believing we could and should learn to do everything for ourselves, and we should be proud of that. You would find our family in church every Sunday, but we were taught self-sufficiency. I didn't know how to hear God. Turns out, you really need to listen for Him with your whole heart. But if you will not listen to me and obey all these mitzvah commandments, then I, for my part, will do this to you. I will bring terror, wasting disease, chronic fever. Your enemies will defeat you. Those who hate you will hound you, and you will flee when no one is pursuing you. If these things don't make you listen to me, I will discipline you 7 times over for your sins. I will break the pride you have in your own power. Leviticus 26, verses 14 through 19. I will send wild animals among you. They will rob you of your children, destroy your livestock, and reduce your numbers. As for me, I waited until the wild animals got one of my boys. I thought I was being a good parent. I thought I knew what my kids were doing most of the time. I did everything I knew to do, but I didn't know enough. I sent them to church when they wanted to go, which was often. I saw this as a good thing, but since I didn't go with them, I was unaware of what was happening there. It wasn't horrible, but I don't think they learned much about Jesus. It wasn't until a probation officer told me that my 13-year-old son's school record was atrocious that my eyes were opened. If I could turn back time, I would not have sent them off on the church bus. I would have driven and sat beside them. But for those who still refuse to listen, then I too will go against you, and I, yes, I, will strike you 7 times over for your sins. I will bring a sword against you. You will be huddled inside your cities. I will send sickness among you, and you will be handed over to the power of the enemy. Leviticus 26, verses 23 through 25. That kind of sounds like the condition of today's world. How far are you willing to go to prove you don't need a Savior? Trust me when I tell you that admitting how inadequate you truly are without Christ will be what gives you the strength and endurance. If you live by my regulations, then I will provide the rain you need in its season. The land will yield its produce. You will eat as much food as you want and live securely in your land. You will lie down to sleep unafraid of anyone. The sword will not go through your land. Leviticus 26, verses 3 through 6. I will turn toward you, make you productive. Leviticus 26, 9. Are you still living with pride? If he inhabits a room in your heart, it's time for an immediate eviction notice.